And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! Goopa Goopa.
Good evening.
Hey, well done. You have found the award-winning Punky Radio.
The now official award-winning Punky
official
Radio.
Official award-winning Punky Radio with me, Paul V. Edwards.
Me, Tony Hearn.
That's the award-winning Tony Hearn. just one point at the start, Tone.
Yeah.
You didn't have this turned up and then down again.
I was just thinking that.
You were just thinking that, weren't you?
Yeah.
So if this started a bit quieter than usual, it's because my award-winning co-host fucked up within 30 seconds.
My award-winning mistake.
The reason we're going on about being award-winning so much is because we went on about it last week and we weren't.
No.
We hadn't got the closing date wrong. I blame the podcast Peer Awards for getting it wrong. We were right.
Yeah.
I think because...
Oh, I think so. They said August 12th.
Because also Clinton, who won the comedy forecasting, he thought the closing date was saying they weeded.
Yeah. did say it in the rules.
Although he was so far ahead in comedy, it didn't matter.
Right, okay.
I just shat bricks for 72 hours. But it's nice to be solid, quite honestly.
It's your regular.
We've got a word of the week again this week.
Have we?
It's come from Hamboy.
Oh, nice.
Beer muffs.
Okay.
Beer muffs.
Right.
Right, you know how when you're out and you get your beer goggles on?
Yeah, yeah.
And there might be a lady who appears slightly more attractive than she perhaps is.
Yeah.
Beer muffs are when you get home.
Right.
Right, and you wake up in the morning, realise you've been playing shit music really loud all night, so I must have had my beer muffs on. Quite nice, isn't it?
I like
it's
it.
It's quite nice, yeah. Yeah, it's a good excuse for if you get in at night and you fancy listening to some Leo Sayer or something.
Yeah.
The next day, just put it down to beer muffs. That's why I had alcohol on the other night.
That's fair enough.
Was there something else I was going to say at the start? Can't remember. Going to play the first song straight away, I think.
Okay.
I would just like to say, though, not really mentioning Facebook this week.
Right, okay.
But I am playing something of a vixen in the game at the moment.
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She makes words up, but
okay.
She means well. Bloody canard and Ardens. We played the Horrifics. Was it last week or the week before?
I mean, a few weeks ago, I think.
The week before, I think.
Yeah.
And I promise them I'll be playing more of them, and I'm certainly going to. I'm loving this album. I don't believe I said the name of the album before. It's a great title. Now Fear This.
Nice.
And I said that as I farted. That's quite interesting. Yeah. Now Fear. I'll fear that. Oh, it's those guts. It's that chip for cheese and sausage. It's come
it's
round.
It's that barbecue sausage,
it's well. Come round to play. Yeah, I know. My tender stomach can't deal with your barbecue sorcery. Now Fear This, great album. Last time we played Go Go Godzilla.
Yeah.
And this time round we're playing Uzumaki.
Nice.
Yeah, Uzumaki. What I want to know is, Tony, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHorrifics.
You're getting really blasé about this.
Yeah.
Because you've won two in a row, haven't you?
Yeah.
Let's see how you're feeling after this. Uzumaki. 1, 2, 3, go! Uzumaki! Good, ain't it?
Nice.
Don't muck about. The album doesn't muck about. You don't need beer muffs on to enjoy this mother.
That's right.
Let me tell you. I said I'm not going to mention Facebook much this week. I meant to update my Facebook status over the weekend.
Right.
And forgot to. And it was quite a good line by my standards. I was going to put Paul B. Edwards is away with the fairies.
Right.
Until Sunday. Forgot. gutted. So I'm saying it now. I am reflecting on something I should have done but didn't do. That would have been good. Not the first time I've ever done that, I suppose. MySpace, latest comments, mate. Full okay. on MySpace this week.
Full on?
Yeah, because we do have to thank some people for saying well done. Because when we said we were the award-winning Punky Radio last week, we immediately, I sent out one MySpace bulletin. That's one MySpace
Just a
bulletin.
One.
Listen out, kids. One.
Not four a day.
Not 15 saying the same thing, Jackie Vixen from Devilish Presley. Not 25 saying come to the same gig, Tara Rez from The Jewel. No, just one. And we immediately got four replies, and they're really cool ones. First one, congratulations, Punky, from Jules.
Right, okay.
Jules, who is something to do with Cat Mantra.
Yeah.
But possibly not as much as we thought.
Oh, really?
It says on the profile single.
Oh, right.
We need information. We need information. But thank you very much, Jules. And straight in, another hot chick. Well done, guys. Shelley. And that's Shelley. I think Shelley's in Sutton in Ashford.
Is she?
I think so, yeah. And she booked bands for the area. She was getting them in.
Oh, yeah.
It might be X-Taster. Can't remember. But check out. I think it is X-Taster. If you do X... Oh, I'll try and get on a MySpace on the top friends this week. By the way, I didn't say it at the start. If you would like to leave a comment for us on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio, comments can be up to 2,500 characters long. Please don't do that.
No.
Third up, Pigtails.
Nice.
See, it's a chick reference again, but it's not.
Oh.
It's the Italian band we played.
Ah.
We're loving the Pigtails, and Pigtails love us. But we need more stuff from you. Pigtails and Indie Box between you, send us more stuff. They put down, hot baby, very fucking hot. Or in Italian, Tony?
Hot baby, very fucking hot.
That's very good Italian accent.
Do you like
hot
it?
Hot baby. Very fucking hot. Hot baby. That was me, not Tony, by the way.
Of course.
Congrats, you pair of piss mop smacktards. The award-winning Punky Radio certainly has a ring to it, doesn't it? And that's SGM, a.k.a. Adrian. Checked out his profile. Now right. know who he is.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is, but I'm now not going to call him by abbreviation. Do you know him?
No. He's from, I know he's from Arnold.
Arnold?
Do you know who's got his
What
top,
you talking about, Willis?
His top friends.
What you talking about, Willis?
Joe and Twiggy.
I did see that. I wasn't going to bring that up.
I was disgusted.
I wasn't going to bring that up. Speaking of which, I spoke to Joe, who was a guest on this show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This evening. Oh. Now living in London town.
Is she?
Where the streets are paved with the gob of...
The gob?
That's easy for me to say. Where the streets are paved with the gob of the mad.
She finally went down, is she?
She's working for the government.
Oh, really? Can't we talk about that?
I should imagine she's calling the Prime Minister a cunt as we speak. I take it you've won some kind of award, but I ain't had time to listen yet. Anyway, well done. Got to shoot. Bagpuss is on Nick Jr. Fat boy.
Nice.
And Fat Boy, of course.
It's been a while.
Is baggy and a bit loose at the seams. And nobody loves him. How are you doing, Fat Boy? We haven't heard from you in a while. I haven't seen you in a while. We do have to meet up at some point. Hello, Paul, and hello, Tony. Holy moly, I'm a smacktard.
Oh.
Dreadfully sorry we've not been in touch. Been working away in Grimsby, or Shitsby, as I like to call it. And believe... I don't, he does. And believe me, it's grim, I tell thee. Can't get on the net up there. Well, I don't think it is. So only get a chance at the weekend. Anyway, how are you both? Grand, I hope. Would love to have... seen you when you came down south, but alas, I was away with work. Have also been lazy in listening to the show. Tusk, tusk. But will redeem myself with uploading recent shows to my iPod. We are all good. Vomit is going from strength to strength.
Excellent.
Have you checked our new page out? It's rather good, if I must say so myself. Anyway, my dear fellas, keep up the good work as per, and we must arrange a night out again, even if we come to you. A new night called Club Creepers has opened in Nottingham, so if you can't get down here, maybe we can come up there. Take care and speak soon. Vomit. Yeah, we know about Creepers.
Yeah. First Saturday.
In fact, I think I might be reading about it any second now. The reason I mentioned Vomit, though, is it's this Saturday.
Is it?
This Saturday in Southend.
Or Bank Holiday weekend.
At the Royal, I think. Yeah, because they said, if you're not going to Reading, go there.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
As I'll be discussing later in the show, I'm now going to Reading.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I kept saying, no, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah,
no, I did. Eventually, I caved in. They phoned me early this week and said, Paul, will you please do Reading? I'm like, yeah, right. So I'm doing 3:20 in the afternoon.
Okay.
On the Sunday.
Right.
Which I'm very pleased about. I'm headlining my bit.
Right.
Which is good, because, you know, they have like three comics on at a time and then a break.
Yeah.
I'm headlining our bit, feeling pretty good about that. And I'm done before 4, so I can get the fuck out of there.
Oh, you're going to hang around to watch?
No, I'm not, because I've got another gig that night. Oh, more of that later on.
Okay.
I went to Wiki to find if you were there. And, oh, PC guy, anti-spyware, fuck off. Look at that.
Isn't, oh, God, you're in anti-spyware hell.
It's this new bloody Virgin Media bollocks thing. I had to uninstall Virgin Norton Media. Anti-Wank and put on their PC fuck, and it just...
Norton's anti-wank now.
Keep making things up. Norton anti-wank, bastards. Whatever it was. They were actually Norton antivirus. I know that we don't product place on this show.
Alright.
But Norton antivirus is the fucking business, and this Virgin Media bollocks is really, really winding me up. I went to Wiki to find if you were there. I presume that's Wikipedia, Wiki, is it? Wiki.
Yeah, yeah.
And discovered a new meaning for punky. As an adjective, refers to wood, which suffers from dry rot. Watch out for those berserkers.
Berserkers!
Rated R. Now, the thing is, that I did already know that.
Right.
That where the word punk comes from driftwood.
All right.
You dirty punk. It's like you driftwood. People were called punks a long time before punk existed.
Oh,
that's
see.
Why you hear people in 50s cop dramas go, you punk?
Yeah.
Before it happened, because it was just a slang word for you driftwood. You dry rot driftwood. Sorry.
Always
rot.
Learning.
Oh, yeah. Always learning.
Always learning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Creepers is very proud to announce that next month's 1st September guest DJ is Johnny Navarro from the fabulous group Devilish Presley. And it's not at the social like we said it was.
Oh, isn't it?
Across the road from Selectadisc. In the bar across the road from Selectadisc.
Oh, right, okay.
Can't remember the name of it.
It's but Italian something or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. La...
Something like...
Fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
La fuck up.
La fuck up.
And if Vomit had looked down the page a bit, they'd have seen a big picture of him and they wouldn't have bothered mentioning it. Pay attention, Dr. Fucker MD. Hiya guys, I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival at the moment, and as I have spent a lot of time in pubs, I have about 20 attempts at the purple bugger alarm. Unfortunately, my shit cunt of a phone... Well, shit cunt, it's a bit out, wasn't it? Unfortunately, my shit cunt of a phone won't let me load it onto my laptop. I will try my best to get it to you, as it's fucking hilarious. Cheers for the good music. Dave. Dave, we want it.
Yes, we do.
We really do want it. If you've got 20 attempts at purple burger alarm...
That's a shame right there.
That, well, it could, we could make it a purple burger alarm special. I'm just thinking we could do one a week till Christmas.
Okay.
Beg pardon.
Oh, bless you.
Have you got a podcast?
I do.
Let's face it, politeness costs nothing.
Thank you for all your votes this month. This week, sorry.
Yeah, we need more, though.
But we're always needing more.
See, Twatto's still up there.
Is he really?
He's just got another load.
Where are we now?
We're second in music.
Oh, that's okay.
We're 30-something.
Oh,
which, of course,
not
we are.
Not too bad. But
we
still need more votes, so please, people.
A lot more, please.
Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important. Please vote for his link.
Now,
we stop always farting. Hit that and enter your email address, a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here are the top five from this week. Thank you all. I wish my lawn was emo so it could itself. Kimbler.
Yeah, I know. We did that ages ago, didn't we?
Yeah. There was a suggestion for a t-shirt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks, anyway.
That's from The Jitter Show.
Kimbler. From the where?
The Jitter Show.
Have we checked that out yet?
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell.
We need to check out The Jitter Show.
Hmm.
Maybe some of you listeners could check it out for us and do a review and we'll read it out on the show.
Hey, there you go.
What a great idea. What a great way of us not having to listen to anything else. Right, if you listen to other podcasts, do a review of them, good or bad. And we'll read them out, because we're fair.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, just thought of a new feature.
No, that's cool.
Let's face it, no fucker's sending me any poems.
Nah.
Except Tommy, and I can't find his.
Christian's still not. Well, he doesn't, he'll be happy. Here's your vote, you smelly clam jousters. Adios, gringos, and all that shit. And that's from Eddie Hitler.
Thank you, Eddie Hitler. He's obviously calmed down. After getting pissed off with the music we were playing last week.
He loved it. Yeah, let's rock. That's from Jean Bleu.
Jean Bleu.
Jean Bleu.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Jean Bleu.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll be playing them again next week.
Totally.
I'm loving them. Poopila. They're great.
Extreme French.
Or what would Tony Le Tigre say if he was French?
It's great.
Il est grande.
Hey, Dad. Just found out you're my father, Paul.
Oh, dear.
Remember that blonde from the local pub?
No.
I'm 15 now. I want all my pocket money you owe me. From Jack Rutherford.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
I didn't know anything about that.
That's what you get for being on the internet.
Well, too late now.
People find out
I'm
going
to have
are.
To start wearing a Superman t-shirt and climbing on the Tower Bridge.
Whee! Hold on to your berserker, Chicago. It's about to get a whole lot windier.
Berserker! It is going to get windy if I keep this up.
Cheers. Twin Towers certainly is
Chicago,
a whole lot more.
Chicago, that's on the word hall. One kind of a town. I hope she does make it there.
She's trying.
I know she's trying, but is she going to get there?
I don't doubt it.
I think she should come for the second weekend.
The really, really big piss up.
Yeah, rather than the massive one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you thought any more about... I'm going to go and see Jeff Ugly Shoes. Yeah, I've decided.
I think I'm gonna do a bit of research on the internet and see what I can see around Chicago and we'll try and do a bit of sightseeing.
Oh, what, so you're not coming with me? You're going to stay in Chicago?
I think so, yeah.
What, you think so? You can't answer it like that.
I think I'm going to, possibly.
Stay in Chicago?
Yeah.
So I can go by myself?
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. I'll see you for 4 days. We'll have 4 days
off. Yeah, yeah, we'll be the weekends.
Brilliant. You bringing the crowd with you?
I'm not sure yet.
I'll
take her.
I'll take her, yeah.
Would you?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. There you go. Thank you. That's the podcast, Alex.
Saving up the Phoenix.
Phoenix.
That's what it used to be, isn't it? Phoenix.
Did it?
Deutschmark and Phoenix.
Ah.
Now it's that Euro bollocks. We'll never take it that is. On. Pay no, attention,
never.
Scott.
It's going to happen.
All right. Is it time for the next song?
It is.
It is, isn't it? Hey, do you know what? I'm playing more Defectors, mate. I'm loving this album as well.
Ooh.
We've had some really great stuff through recently. Bands, if you've got anything new to bring out, please do send it to us. Punky Radio, PO Box 266. Postcode is SG69BR.
Yes.
UK.
Yeah.
Learn it.
Nice.
Very good. The Defectors, a wonderful, wonderful band who I love. And this album's great. And I'm going to play the second track of it. Last week we played Fuck You Because You're Looking Good. This week I'm going to play a track called Creepy Crawl. It rocks. Oh, yeah. It rocks. What do I know, Tony? What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Defectors.
It's just, you're just taking candy from a baby. This is Creepy Crawl. The Defectors and Creepy Crawl, and that is
nice.
It's just, it sums up the album.
It's great.
It oozes.
I like that better than the last track we played by them, I think. I think that's my favourite of the two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a good track. It's great. Yeah. Fantastic. It's a great album. Great album. It's called Bruised and Satisfied. They will remain on our top friends.
And I testified,
so brilliant.
Great to drive to.
It is great to drive to. It even says it. Excellent music for driving.
There you go.
In fact, I might listen to this on my way to St. Louis without you.
You seem a little bit too happy about
this,
that.
Oh, you've just made my holiday. This is
excellent.
This is the... Oh, Tone, come on. We get sick of each other pretty quickly, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, it's fair. No, no,
two
you
days
are.
There. I fuck off for 2 days back. We don't. I'm killing each other. That's brilliant. I'm so happy.
It's good.
This is the Cemetery Surfers. Did I mention the Planet Smashers before? Can't remember whether I did. Planet Smashers with the bed before. This is Cemetery Surfers. I am getting closer to updating the beds. I'm sorry. I'm snowed under with all manner of weird things. But I'm getting there. I've got a few emails and messages this week.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know how we were on about Anne?
Yes, Anne Kay.
Anne Kay, and how she was basically had a year to catch up on.
Yep.
Had a couple of messages from her. Hi, Paul. Even when I'm caught up, I'm behind. I just listened to last week's show where Tony read out my iTunes review. At last, I don't think you've read any of my emails on your show yet. We have. We have read one.
Right.
Lucifer Star Machine is in fucking incredible. I bought that one, Fire in Your Hole, on the basis of one song and your interview with them in the men's room. Fans and bands indeed. I have to confess, I've not yet bought Sweatmaster, but I am hinting around to my husband because my birthday's coming up soon. We will see. He's appalled at my taste in music, but I love him anyway. I'd dump him. And speaking of Gogol Bordello, I just bought and listened to Super Taranta. If you've not heard that album, you must listen to it. It's better than Gypsy Punks. I swear to God, regards Anne.
Nice.
I am looking into whether we can play some Gogol Bordello on the show because they've disbanded, haven't they?
They're on another label that we had something from, weren't they?
They're distributed in Europe by Full Steam,
right?
Who let us play what we want, but we need to find out from Gogol Bordello's own label whether we can play it. I would like to play some of their stuff. Those of you who haven't heard them, they are a great band.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway, thank you very much, Anne. And don't worry, we're now behind.
She'll love Sweatmaster.
Because that email came a while ago.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, well, that's how she got into it the first, because I said, oh, look, and you will love the new Sweatmaster album. It's
Animal.
Brilliant.
Just get it.
The Horror. James Blunt Wannabes.
Huh?
This is Anne again. And I quote from Parade Magazine. Now, I could have sworn that was a 1980s porn title. But anyway... And I quote from Parade Magazine, not making any of this up, setting hearts aflutter.
A flutter.
Not to be outdone by sensitive British singer-songwriters like James Blunt. Wanker. Two American troubadours are offering their own love-struck musings. Wankers. Chris Rice's What a Heart is Beating For
Twat.
Features lilting, summery sing-alongs, while Ian Moore's To Be Loved builds gracefully from soft swooning to soaring shouts.
Wazzic.
I am choked with emotion, or perhaps gagging would be a more accurate description. Cheers, Anne. You are. You're gagging on that corporate cock. That's what you're doing. Exactly, yeah. Oh, this is what a heart is beating for.
That's just wrong.
Rip it out and lob it in a fucking bin. Anyway, thank you for those, Anne. If you would like to get any form of message to us and you're not on MySpaz or anything like that, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com or
tony@punkyradio.com.
I was going to say paulieb@lastminutecomedy.com.
Does that still work?
Probably. Hope so. Yeah, it is. I'll still get things through.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That does still work.
Okay.
That works for one of my other lives.
Oh, right, okay.
That works for crazy comedy. Do you know what? I've been pruning my forum like you wouldn't believe.
Have you really?
Yeah. The amount of dirty sex things we were getting in the Last Minute Comedy forums, I had to get rid of the other stuff, make room for them. Paulie B. Now, this is this one came through under the title Poos.
Nice.
P-O-O-S-E, though.
Poos.
Paulie B, I just had to laugh at your word of the week, simply because I've heard it before in a completely different context. The mother of a friend of mine was once describing an animal she'd seen near the house. She kept calling it a poos. It turns out it was a groundhog, and to this day, we have no idea where the name Poofs came from. Mysterious, eh? Not anymore, Clinton.
No,
I've told you where it's come from. It's the brown water that settles and develops around a turd left in a pan.
Nice.
But Emily loved it. I was getting a bit of post-gatory going as I was doing that. I also had MySpace vixen, no, Facebook Scrabble vixen, get this right, she just started listening to Punky. And she very helpfully set me through the definition of puce, the colour, puce.
All right.
Pronounced puce,
yeah.
Not poose. All right. So I very helpfully sent her one back saying, yeah, I fucking know. That's not the same word. I did also say, by the way, darling, if you remember, I do have a rough idea about the language. It is called English, after all, and not Kannadigan.
Right.
What you got there?
I've got a twat.
Brilliant.
Here it goes. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkradio.com. I need the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
That's all.
That's all I need. And people do neglect to enter the location, but hey, it's fine. People are remembering.
And try and leave off your teachers, will you?
Yeah. Yeah, please do. Make them funny. Keep them short.
Leave off the teachers.
And not so abusive.
Pull my finger.
Oh, God. Dear
me. That'll be picked
it
up.
It is like Scott. Well, I felt it in the ground. Yeah. Maybe the base.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely.
Nice. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It is. It's my Harris.
This week's from Amanda Kannadigan.
Amanda Kannadigan?
Yeah.
It's a good job the half a dozen listeners we've got that actually pay attention do write in every week.
Yeah.
It?
This is the usual crowd. But hey, it's all good. As I was walking down the street today, back to work at the end of my break, this guy stops me as I'm opening the door to the office in which I work. Keep in mind, it's broad daylight. He tells me he's just moved into the area and wants to meet some new people. He asks me for my name and I tell him I'm Amanda and ask him
where
he's living. He names the street and then asks me how old I am. I tell him I'm 16. He shudders at the thought, gives me a rude look and then says, oh well, maybe I'll see you around. So, for cheesy pickup lines, trying to pick up girls during the day in the middle of the street and for being a bit of a prick. Some guy from Simcoe, Ontario is a twat.
No, I'm not having that. He's done the honourable thing. He obviously thought she was of a certain age.
Oh well, maybe I'll see you around.
Yeah, he probably meant in 5 years or something. Or whatever it is. In 3 years. He probably thought, there's a nice looking chick about 18, I'll go and chat her up. And then found out she was 16 and did the decent thing. Backed off. For the second week running, Tony, I'm not sure I can
really
this one. Well, what do you think?
I think should be.
Why?
Why? Because having a conversation, when you just end it and say, oh, well, see you around just by learning the age, it's already coming up a bit.
Why?
Just polite.
It's just polite.
Why?
I'd say, I'm so sorry, I thought you were older than that. I think it's best. Obviously, it'd be a bit weird if I was doing it. I'm 37. But I'd say, I'm sorry, I thought you were a little bit older than that. It's probably best. Yeah. Yeah. Cheers, bye.
That would be a nice way of ending it. Rather than, oh, well, maybe see you around.
All right, see you around.
You know, it's...
We'll do it because it's
her. It could be a lot politer.
We'll do it because it's her, but I'm not convinced on this one. If you think this shouldn't be an Is a Twat, please do it. Email tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
And we'll see if anyone says no, Paul was right there.
I'll do a poll.
Well, you'll get one. Do a poll, Tony.
I like poll.
Go on then.
Okay, so some guy from Simcoe, Ontario
is a twat. See, we don't even know who the bloke is, do
we? Just some guy.
It's a bit too random.
Is it?
Yeah. Bit of clutching at straws going on there. I think.
Okay.
Not like us.
No.
Hey,
yes.
Here's a new band we haven't played on the show before.
Okay.
Slow Burning Car, mate.
Nice.
Slow Burning Car.
I thought,
hello, that looks a bit emo. That looks a bit emo.
Oh, dear.
But then it's not.
Isn't it?
No. Sent by the wonderful Tallman, Tallman PR.
Oh, right.
Loving it. He hadn't sent us a bad CD. I should have trusted him. Had a listen to this, man. It was not what I was expecting. It does look a bit emo. Look, and I'm even going to show you. Look at the band. Look at the band. I'm going,
oh, dear.
This isn't going to be any good at all.
No.
I'm not saying anything bad about the band. I just didn't think they looked like the sort of people that
rock
would rock out. But my goodness, they do. My goodness.
My goodness.
My grief.
Blimey.
My grief tone. They really do. This is a great album. We're going to get them on the Top Friends this week, I think. Make sure you check them out. This is Slow Burning Car. We're playing the title track because, frankly, a lot of the songs are longer. The title
right.
track is the shortest one. They do rock, but some of the songs are long and a bit too long for our show. So, but we're playing the first called King Con. Not
right.
King Con. Well, one of those times, what is Slow Burning Car's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/slowburningcar.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, of course.
3-0. Got it.
Fee-fi-foo-fum! Fee-fi-foo-fum!
Slow burning car.
I like that.
King Con. It's good, isn't it?
I really like that.
It's
good,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that'd be good driving music as well.
Yeah.
Except it might make you go a bit too fast.
Maybe.
Which isn't like me at all. I'm a very...
No.
I'm an excellent driver. No, I am. I'm a relatively sensible driver. Although I did get photographed coming out of Southend. Turns out it's just a fan.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Have I told you about our friends at GoDaddy.com recently?
I don't think you have.
I haven't, have I? Let me tell you about them.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting! So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. Why is it so good, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Excellent.
I just realised that I'm screaming out easy podcasting at 1:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
And your bird's upstairs in bed. So that should have woken her up. If that didn't, I'll find another way later.
Okay.
Can you talk about something, please?
I can. There's a gig to promote. I do have something to read out.
Look, you've been prepared
much.
Mind you, you've had long enough.
It's a few weeks away. September the 1st, back at Rock City, there's a metal ordeya headlining our Raging Speedhorn. It's called Gruntfest. And it's £10, and it's open from 1 p.m. till late. Bands playing are Raging Speedhorn, Centurion, Drag the Lake, Necrosis, Lord Aeron, Dead on Arrival, Blood Divided, A Fair World Fall, Mel Gimpsuit, who are local lads to Kirkby, rock on, Death of the Horde, rock on, This City Dies Tonight, and Final Epitaph. And that's Gruntfest. 1 p.m, £10, at Rock City, Nottingham.
And that's competing with Creepers.
Ah. Yeah, well, this starts at 1 p.m. Leave early, go to Creepers.
Well, or, let's face it, the same people aren't going to go to both.
No.
We're offering two genres of fun the same day stroke night in Nottingham.
Yeah.
If you're into metal, go to Rock City. If you're into psychobilly, rockabilly, and in my opinion,
everything else,
all things pretty fucking cool, then go to Creepers. You'd be more likely to go to the metal one, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Whereas your girlfriend would rather go to Creepers.
Yeah.
Fortunately for you, I'm working that night. I'm in Ballon that night.
Then she'll have to go for Mel Day
then.
So I
can't take her. So she'll have to go with you. I can take her. One punch.
So there you go.
Well done. Anything else?
That's it.
That it. Next track. I'm just going to play. That's what we do on this show. It is award winning after all. It's great though.
My mind has never been so
are listening to the Forget Me Nots on the award-winning Punky Radio. This is the second track we've played off their great album, How to Have Fun in Prison. They were introduced to us by Ems.
Ems, yeah.
Yeah, by Ems.
Good find.
I said I'd play more. And we've still got, in a few weeks' time, you've got Wank Night to look forward to.
Oh, I love Wank Night.
I know every night's a Wank Night for you, Tony. Yeah, it is actually a song as well. Not anymore. Well, mind you, you've got someone else doing it now, haven't you?
No.
What I want to know is, what is the Forget Me Nots website?
TheForgetMeNots.co.uk.
How are you spelling Forget Me Nots?
With a 4.
Fucking hell, 4-0.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 0. This is nearly as outrageous as Man City beating Man United today.
Yeah, I was surprised that was.
Outrageous. Although, the real outrageous game is Liverpool-Chelsea. That was not a penalty.
Right, I didn't know.
And Essien should have been sent off.
Really?
Liverpool should have won that game, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the match on Wednesday.
They've been robbed.
It's going to be interesting. England versus
it's
Germany.
It's going to be interesting in this house.
Yeah. Especially since Mark's going to watch it in a pub.
If we've got a team by then, you can't take Steph to the pub.
I didn't think I could.
You can't. Tony.
I know.
You can't take a German girl to see an England v Germany unfriendly. You can't do it. You can't do it. Those of you who don't follow proper football that closely, you don't fuck about when it comes to England.
No.
You don't take someone from the other country in the pub with you, whoever it is, let alone Germany. And I personally have no problem with the Germans.
No, neither.
And look forward to gigging in Munich if I can get away with it.
Yeah.
Because ich spreche eine kleine Deutsch. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aber mein Bein ist gebrochen. Mein Bein ist nicht gebrochen. Yeah. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. So I've been in Brighton this weekend. Those of you that aren't familiar with Brighton, it's on the south coast.
Yes, it is.
And it's full of crusties.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's full of beggars, basically. It's a beautiful place, really good fun. Bit twee, but the gig at Comedia, fantastic. Friday night, I do the gig, I'm on in the middle. Can't go wrong in the middle, man. Go on in the middle, it's brilliant. Yeah. People are just right, they're just the right amount of booze for me.
Yeah, drunk enough not
and,
too drunk.
Yeah, and the gig finished and I'm upstairs and saw this big poster said Born Bad, and it's a 60s garage and rockabilly and rock and roll
nice
night, and I'm going, trust me, I bet that's in a couple of weeks time, and I fucking missed it. And it was only that night.
Alright,
so basically our gig finished, they kicked everyone out, opened the doors up again, everyone came back in for this brilliant night. Oh, it's fantastic. I was so happy at one point, it takes a lot to get me on a dance floor.
Yeah.
I was so happy at one point, I was dancing by myself.
Really?
Having a little jig to myself. Oh. To a particularly good 50s number. And the staff just couldn't believe that I'd hung about, because mostly comics try and be a bit cool after a gig and that.
Yeah.
And I was just a happy spaz, just lobbing back Jack Daniels and Diet Coke, because I'm watching the figure.
Yeah.
Stayed there till three. And then walked all the way up London Road from Brighton to get a kebab.
Nice.
Because 3 in the morning, man. And then got a cab back to Hove. And Hove is like dead Brighton.
Right.
Did you know Brighton? It's Brighton and Hove Albion. They're kind of joined.
Yeah.
Hove is just old people.
Ah.
And Brighton is expressive people with matching curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gentlemen of the more gentle persuasion.
That's right.
Yes. And there's a pub called the Dyke Tavern.
No.
Yeah. And it's on Dyke Road.
You had to go in.
No, I didn't.
All right.
That would have
been
too straightforward for me going to see a load of women, wouldn't it?
That's true.
Anyway, the gig's fantastic. And then on the Saturday, went out in the day. Now, we don't product place in this show.
Not much.
But I was invited by one of the other comics who's on the bill to go to Pizza Express.
Oh,
he said, let's go to Pizza Express.
I like Pizza Express.
I went, yeah, okay, I don't mind Pizza Express. Anyway, he's in this weird Pizza Express club. 45 quid a year, you get a load of vouchers and you get to be a mystery customer and you get free pizza. And the only reason he wanted to go is because he was going to get a fucking free pizza. Yeah. So when the bill comes...
You paid it all.
He didn't offer a penny.
No.
He got one free drink and one pizza free, but what they circled was my drink and my pizza. Right, and he's going, yeah, well, you got those free. I went, brilliant, let's go halves. He goes, no, mine's free. You tight fucker. I thought, that is Tony Hearn.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
You're getting free vouchers all year. And then, and the thing is, I'd have got a Subway, 3.5 quid.
Yeah.
And I spent 15 quid in there just because he said, let's go there. And it was just so he could eat for nothing. Rob Heaney is a twat. That's the one we should have done. Yeah, he was a very good compo all weekend, but tight as a gnat's fucking chuff when it comes to food. So, and then in the afternoon, I went to watch the boring midfield ceasefire that was Newcastle v Villa
right.
on the TV. And it was great in there. There was this gang of northern blokes on a stag do. And one of them was cheering both ends. He seemed to be cheering both teams.
Right.
But he was cheering when the ball went off either end. I asked him what he was doing. He said, hey, I've got a spread bet on corners. And he got a spread bet on corners. He bought at 11 corners. There'd been 9 by half time.
All right.
I didn't see the end of the game, but it was 30 quid a corner. He bet on it. I reckon it was 14 or 15. He walked away with 150 quid.
Nice.
Good work. I went to do the gig, not realising there were 2 shows. Yeah. Fortunately, I was there in time. Did the early show. That was really good fun. Then there's quite a long gap. And I went upstairs, and there's this other poster up. The Crooncat Show. I went, just my luck. Swing and burlesque night in a couple of weeks, and I'm not here to see it. It was that night.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yes. So I went upstairs to watch this brilliant swing band, and they had an Elvis impersonator on, and they had a trapeze artist, and everyone was dressed up to the nines, like a real Rat Pack thing going on. Yeah, real feathers and all that. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Nice. Absolutely brilliant. Watched that, went down for the late show, when some bloke shouted out towards the end of my gig, Breach the Dream.
Nice.
And I'm going, now that's weird, mate. And he went, why? I said, well, this is in Brighton, and you're shouting out an obscure village at the end of Luton Airport runway that I sing about, but only in Hertfordshire. And he said, yeah, well, my mate's from Hertfordshire. I said, well, why didn't he shout it out then? He said, it's his fault. I went, no, it's not, is it? It's your fault. You shout it out. Unless he's working you. Unless he's got his hand up your arse and he's working you. Right. And everybody laughed. They said, mind you, it is Brighton. Got another laugh. And then went up for some more croon catting afterwards and hung about and met a load of a hen do from Stourbridge. One of which looked exactly like Martine McCutcheon.
Ooh.
So I didn't talk to her.
No.
I've met Martine McCutcheon. Don't like her.
Really?
Don't like her.
Twat?
Don't like her. Total.
Oh, dear.
Total. Oh, yeah. Sweet face. Smiling viper.
Ah.
She's a smiling viper. She was on The Big Breakfast with me and Hulk Hogan all those years ago.
Oh, you met
told you about that.
No.
Have I never told
I didn't
you about
know you
that?
Met Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I'll have to tell you after the next song because it's... Oh, I've got to tell you about it.
Right, okay.
Let's just see what I was going to do in the next bit and see if we've got time for my story about Hulk Hogan. It's a great story. And me and Hulk are mates, by the way.
Oh, really?
Me and Hulk got on, yeah. Top lad. Top lad, that Hulk.
Can play some of his tracks.
No, we shouldn't do that.
No.
As will become apparent. You don't fuck about with Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Right, I better do the next song, hadn't I?
All right, okay.
Right, and which would help if I put the next song in. Can you say something for me, please?
Yep, it was a quick reminder again from the MySpace group. It's going on there. If you go to myspace.com...
You check that out, don't you? You go
do
on
check
there,
it
don't
out.
You? Because
yeah.
I never get there.
Yeah, I checked it out today. And it's getting better. There are more people joining it. But
it's getting better, man.
But where's Bear?
Where's Bear?
He used to give us lots of nice, really abusive abuse.
He is, and
he's gone.
His purdy language.
He's obviously drunk too much cider and disappeared off the face of the planet.
Well, look, here's a challenge for our listeners.
Find Bear.
Find Bear. We'd like you to send your email to tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email. Where's Bear?
Here's Bear.
Here's Bear. Yeah.
Here's Bear.
Saying, here's Bear. Tell us where Bear is. We want to know.
But yeah, check out myspace.com/punkyradio and follow the groups and sign up for Punky Ends. Join in. I do check it out daily.
Right. Next band, Neck. Haven't played Neck a while, but we have played a bit of Irish. We played the Bloody Irish Boys the other week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Who are not really Irish, they're from America.
Yeah.
Neck, they're fully authentic Irishmen from Holloway and Kilburn. we played Everybody's Welcome to the Hooli by Neck.
Mm.
A great song, played it twice. And I think we played Topless Mary Poppins once upon a time.
Yes,
we certainly mentioned it.
Yeah.
I've revisited the album Here's Mud in Your Eye, which came out a couple of years ago. We will get Neck on our top friends. It's a really good album. It's Pogues-y. It's Pogues-a-Billy.
Yeah.
They call it Psycho Kaylee. I call it Pogues-a-Billy.
Yeah.
But we're going to play track 2 of it. Loud and Proud and Bold. What I want to know is, Tone, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/neckband.
No, MySpace.com/neckisland. A Pyrrhic point for Paulie B. The alliteration is not lost. This is Loud and Proud and Bold. Rather like My Harris.
Swimming on the feet waters rush. down between the keys. The clouds scudder along northwesterly, while the moon silver light smiles down on me. The wind may blow, the rain may spray, and the night air may be cold. But I love to be in Dublin's fair city, being loud and proud and bold. The Dublin parts where it's welcome bit gets slaughtered every night.
Loud and proud and bold. That is good, that, isn't it? I like them. I like
extremely Irish.
It's extremely Irish.
Extremely Irish.
Extremely North London Irish.
Ah.
Like the Pogues.
Yeah.
This is the Dead 60s, of course. And this is going to bring us neatly onto the band we're playing next, because Dead 60s are from Liverpool.
Yep.
I keep doing Scousers favours. I don't know what's wrong with me, really, Dane. must be having a funny turn. And I've just said that Liverpool deserved to beat Chelsea today. What's wrong with me?
Poof. You've changed.
Sheesh. I have.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll tell you my Hulk Hogan story.
Yeah.
Years ago, there was a programme on Channel 4 called The Big Breakfast. And I was on it not once, but twice.
Right.
And the first time I was on there was when Mark Little and Zoe Ball were hosting it.
Okay, yeah.
Right, and they got me on there. I was supposed to be going on there and making up poems on the spot. But some fucking idiot had told them I played guitar. So when I got there, they got a left-handed guitar for me.
Right.
And said, we thought you could make songs up on the spot instead.
Oh, Jesus.
People could phone in their ideas for songs and you could make them up on the spot. I went, I can't do that. I said, I can't. I'm not a very good guitar player. I'm a half-baked poet. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is not my time.
No.
And you're asking me to do something I can't do. This is ridiculous. They said, well, just try it. I went, all right, I'll just try it. And Mark Little didn't want me on there because he's a comic.
Right? Is he?
Mark Little primarily, yeah. He made his name in Australia as a comic. And he didn't like having another comic on the show. And he may or may not have been doing something that may have been powdery in every commercial break. I don't know. That may or may not have been going off his nose. I wouldn't like to judge.
Oh, really?
But he was certainly an arsehole all morning, right? And he was really rude to me. And it's live telly.
Yeah.
And I'm on there. And Zoe Ball, he's upsetting Zoe Ball all the time as well, calling her an amateur in the breaks, making her burst into tears all the time. Zoe's crying. Like, I felt really sorry for her, right?
Yeah.
And they're making me do this stuff. And a few people tried to phone in with stuff, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right, they were going, sing a song about Brighton and bananas. Strangely enough, it should be Brighton.
Yeah.
And I went, all right then. Brighton and bananas. Mark Little says, here, mate, write a song about me and Zoe. And I went, all right, Mark and Zoe, Mark and Zoe, Mark and Zoe. Yeah, I couldn't do anything. Right. So anyway, they keep this up until about 7:45, and it's just lame. And in the break, Zoe Ball's in tears again. Little's made her cry again.
Yeah.
And I walk over to her and says, oh, are you all right? And she stops crying for a minute, looks at me and says, oh, you're so nice. They're being really horrible to you this morning, and all you're interested in is how I'm feeling. That's really nice of you. Promptly burst into tears again.
Right.
At which point, the floor manager comes over and says, stop making our presenters cry. Right. Okay. What? Look, I'm only getting expenses for this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not getting paid for it. You know, it's just a nightmare, right? Anyway, who should show up but Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage?
Right.
In yellow spandex.
Nice.
Hulk Hogan is a big fucker, right? Big man. And it turns out they're on there because they've got this new cleaning product that Hulk Hogan has to sell, right? But he's told that he can't product place within the show on commercial television. It can only be done in the ad breaks.
Okay.
They can't mention the product. So, basically, he's on there for nothing. Same as I am.
Right.
He's on there to sell his product. He's not allowed to do it. I'm on there to do something I can't do. He's furious. And while Mark Little and Zoe Ball are interviewing him, I'm in the kitchen, and the Big Breakfast House is all one room, basically. It's just kitchen, then the lounge, and then the bedroom. They're all kind of in a row.
Yeah.
And it's all open plan, and the cameras face each one. So I'm in the kitchen, pissed off.
Yeah.
And this floor manager's having a massive go at me. Because they asked me if I'd go on between 8 and 9. And right. I said, I've made an idiot of myself between 7 and 8. I'm not going to do it between 8 and 9, because between 7 and 8, those people going to work will have forgotten about me by the time they get to work.
Yeah.
See, between 8 and 9, they're going to go, well, so did you see that idiot on the Big Breakfast? What a load of rubbish that was. So I refused to go back on. So then they had a gap, because they needed a guest on. Martine McCutcheon would only do 5 minutes. She was being all precious.
Okay.
Right, smiling viper.
Ooh.
Right. Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage, right, are really wound up that they've come all this way to promote their new cleaning products and can't do it. I'm in the kitchen. Floor manager had a massive go. I mean, you've got to go on between 8 and 9. She's only little.
Yeah, I imagine that. Right. Like, pointing
up? She's pointing up at me. You've got to go on between 8 and 9, rah, 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 contracts, rah, 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 release forms, rah, rah, rah. And I'm pointing down at her going, no, I fucking don't. I've had enough. I fucking hate this program. I'm not going on anymore, right? And it's all going on. It's going on in the lounge, and it's going off in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're not mic'd up, so you can't hear us. But there's people, the camera crew are kind of looking around, seeing what's happening. And anyway, Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage are sat on this couch in yellow spandex at about 8:15 in the morning. That in itself is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He finally loses his rag with Mark Little, stands up.
Right.
And just walks off set, right? And I see him walk off set, and all I see is this big, looming, yellow Hulk Hogan figure walk towards me. And I think he's heard what I've been saying to the floor manager, and he's going to deck me, right, for pointing and being rude to a little girl, right? She doesn't see him. He walks up behind her. I think, here he goes, this huge Hulk shadow comes over me like that, blocks out the sun.
Yeah.
And his huge, mighty hand comes clattering down on her shoulder and says, he's done enough. And winks at me and walks off again. I'm going, nice one, Hulk. You're my mate. Right. At the end of the show, just as a footnote to this story, I didn't get the chance to talk to Hulk Hogan or Randy Savage. They left shortly after that.
Okay.
But that was like my one little moment, and me and him really connected.
Right.
I like to think he'd get me out of a scrape if he saw me in trouble. Right. Oh, he's about 75 now. I could probably take him out, but I wouldn't try. He's massive.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, Zoe Ball, right?
Yeah.
Because I've done the Friday show. And on a Friday, all the crew and that, they all go for a big breakfast. All they used to go for a big breakfast out to a Greasy Spoon around the corner from where the thing was filmed.
Yeah.
And she said, would you like to come out for breakfast with us? I went, Zoe, I'll be quite honest with you. I hate this fucking show. I don't like these people. The last thing is have breakfast with them. I've got a car. That's, I mean, picked up to be taken home.
Yeah.
So a chauffeur and all that, you know. So, sounds posher than it is. They just hire taxis, but
yeah.
You chauffeur, drink.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I'm just going to get in the car. And she said to me, well, this is years ago. She said to me, well, maybe we could meet up for a drink sometime. Right. And I've gone, oh, look, thanks, eh, but I don't think so. I fucking hate this program. Didn't connect.
Oh,
didn't
right.
realise what she was actually saying until I got in the car on the way back. I thought, why have you been asked out by Zoe Ball? That's a bit cool. Right. Don't know where I was. She might have just been saying, friendly, have a drink. Didn't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Get home. Now, I'll tell you, this is 11 years ago.
Yeah.
No, nearly 12 years ago. Get home. Phone up my then girlfriend to see if she's watched me on the show. She has, and dumps me for being rubbish.
Really?
Right, yeah.
Oh dear.
Just to finish off my morning, she dumps me for being rubbish. I say, I can't fucking believe this. I've turned down Zoe Ball for you. And she bursts into tears. There's no justice. Still, anyway, about a fortnight after, she started seeing Fatboy Slim. Oh. Not my girlfriend, Zoe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've already mentioned that the football season started already. Yeah. Forest, and the Premiership is but a distraction from the real business in League One. Forest have managed 2-0 draws now. And we've only been kept in and by our keeper. We're rubbish again. Can't believe it. Spent a load on great players.
So close last year.
Favourites to go up. Rubbish again. Leeds are on minus 9 points because of their cheating.
Yeah.
And we're playing them next Saturday.
Right.
And they put 3 goals past Southend in 5 minutes on Saturday.
Jesus.
And we haven't scored yet. It's not looking good. Leeds are going to be on minus 6 and we're going to still be on 2. I'll just let you know about it because obviously I knew that story would take a long time. I thought I told it before.
No.
This weekend, I am in Bristol. Jester's in Bristol, Friday and Saturday. I believe I'm emceeing, but I'm not sure. If you can make it, it's on Cheltenham Road. Please do come down. It's a great club. And I have a right laugh down there. And shout out Punky and all that. And I'll make sure we have a beer afterwards. Okay. Beg pardon. Sunday afternoon, 3:20, Reading Festival.
Nice.
Some of our listeners will be going to the Reading Festival,
surely.
I'm sure. I'm on in the it's now called the Alternative Tent.
Oh, right.
It used to be the Comedy Tent.
Yeah.
But they're calling it the Alternative Tent this year. Anyway, I'm on in there at 3:20. And I will be flogging my CD as well, so if you want to buy a CD, that's a good place to buy it. And then Sunday night, I'm in Sutton Coldfield.
Oh.
Yeah. At a golf club.
Oh.
It's quite an odd weekend, really. Hmm. So anyway, if you get the chance to come to any of those things, do come up and say hi. Have you got any gigs this weekend?
No fee this weekend. Probably just going to be going somewhere. Maybe Bristol.
Really?
Maybe. I've got a friend in Bristol. I keep meaning to go and visit. So maybe we can combine the two and go to a comedy night or something.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can do worse if you're in Bristol and go to Jester's. It's a good place.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's good fun, yeah. I'm now going to play a track for our last track this week from that Liverpool compilation, Inner City Sumo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That I played... Blue Demon, I call them the Blue Demons, they're not the Blue Demon, the Undisputed Kings of Fuck All that we played last week. Got in touch with them, they are going to try and send us a copy of their album, except they haven't got any copies of their album, it's still on sale, they're going to do ours a copy.
All right.
Basically.
Ooh.
So, because they said, would you take MP3s? I went, no chance. You have to do as a CDR of your album, send it to us. So they're going to send us a copy of their own album, I think, hopefully. And Dead Six from Liverpool, blah, 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 etc. This is from the album Inner City Sumo that came out in 2005 on Spanked Records. Checked out Spanked Records, and only 6 of the artists on here are signed to them. The rest of them are just on other labels, and they're just in Liverpool, so that's cool.
Right.
What I want to know is, the band we're going to play this week are the Down and Outs. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Down and Outs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDownAndOuts.
And how are you spelling Down and Outs?
Down and outs?
No, it's down and outs, and there's no D. So it is a point back. I should have made these last 2 double points. But it's Tony 4, Paulie B in Internet 2. This is good, no-nonsense, Scouse, punk.
Good.
Dull days and save ways.
Turn out, turn it's fun, I work 3:20.
Dole Days and Safeways by the Down and Outs.
That was nice. Down and Outs. Not what I expected at all.
What were you expecting?
I don't know.
Have I been a little bit unexpected this week, Tony?
Yeah.
I've come out with a few surprises for you, haven't
I? Very nice, I like
wait
it.
Wait for the big surprise I've got for you after.
Oh, really?
Made my whole week.
I have been in Brighton. Thank you very much for all the votes you've given us so far at Podcast Alley. Please do vote for us. It doesn't really make any lot of difference in the scheme of things. We just feel better about ourselves. Just yeah. cheer us up.
Just,
I mean,
you know,
quite frankly, I think if we were number one at Podcast Alley, it wouldn't massively increase the listenership.
No.
It's just something that we did to start with, and we just keep doing it, don't we? So
yeah.
we just quite like it. I mean, well, we could stop asking you altogether, but...
We meet a lot of people through it, don't we, as well?
We what?
We've met a lot of people through Podcast Alley.
We've met a lot of other podcasts.
Nonsense.
Through Podcast
Alley. My shorts and things, so... It's done as well.
Largely
as well.
Thanks to our naivety when we began.
That's right.
Mention us, we'll mention you.
Scott
someone,
loves that.
If someone wrote that now, I'd post it. Don't do it.
Don't do it, mate.
Don't do it.
Walk away.
You look an idiot. just think how many people I've chased off those forums, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I chase off a load of idiots off those forums. They should thank me, really. Oh, right, never mind. Right. Try and get down to see me if you're in the Bristol area Friday, Saturday. You never know. Tony might be there as well.
Might be.
Also, Reading Festival Sunday afternoon, Sutton Coldfield Sunday night. Thanks to everyone who saw me in Brighton last week. I had a really good time down there. And is there someone else I want to thank? Oh, thank you very much once again to the podcasters that did vote for us to
podcast
mean
peers.
That we could win the podcast piece. Also, we don't mention it every week, and we should. punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Get on there, build yourselves a profile, make your own podcast radio station.
Diggers
there are
and reviewers
of good podcasts on there. Anything left out, Tony?
No, I think that's about covered it. Don't forget, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your Izzy Twat requests. And Paul,
and
Paul
no, and here's Bear.
And where's Bear?
Where's Bear?
Where's Bear?
And I want things to Paulie B at punkyradio.com. I want your poetry corners, I want your judgmentals. What else do I want? Something else. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I think Punky Radio has been a beer muffs free zone.
Damn right.
And do you know what I also think?
What's that?
Some people in Canada should start using proper words when they're playing Scrabble.
Canadians.
Bloody Canadians.
Network. Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.